Well, welcome to today's Encore show here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is from October of 2018. We'll go back a couple of years. Larry Grover will be on the show to talk about his pick for the top conservative woman, and he is mocked. He's mocked by his mother, which is always a fun time. Don Berman also comes on to discuss a new editorial segment on his news broadcast called The Berman Beat. It's you guys may be familiar with the Berman Beat. I haven't heard too many of them. In fact, I don't think he's done a lot of them. In fact, I think he just came up with the name and that's it. And also, Chris Norton's powerful sex drive warps his voice, and now we discover it gives him diarrhea. Chris Norton's powerful sex drive gives him diarrhea. Ain't that a bitch? Let's check it out. This is from October the 31st, Halloween night, Jack. 2018, the world famous Phil Henry Show, Encore Show. Well, he's already done the cess thing once or twice.
Yeah, he did it on the chat.
Well, yeah, Chris Norton did some ridiculous monologue about that.
He was on the promo for the chat. You're not telling me you're going to go back to that, are you?
We've got some people who've asked some questions about the sex leaking into his throat.
You see, and all that does is encourage the giggles and the tittering here.
Well, it is kind of funny.
It's funny, yes, it's funny, but it is. There's nothing scientific. Is it really? This is really the case, huh?
He says that he talks weird because the sex leaks into his throat.
Good one, Phil. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't see it. Phil just put the news copy into the cat dish, into the water.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something about that, bud.
Well, you put it up here.
I put the cat's water up here on top of the desk where we have all this electronic equipment so we can all get electrocuted.
Very good. Yay. Nice going.
Yeah, good one, Phil.
Right. So let me just, Brea, you're going to hate me, but I got to put it down here. Oh, man.
Now, tell us about your trip into Los Angeles today.
Well, I went into L.A. today, too. I went to my voiceover agent, the great people at SBV. Great, great people. And as I left and I realized that all I'd had to eat over the last 24 hours was that vegetarian chili.
You went out of the house. Here's the bottom line, folks. He went out of the house without having eaten a thing.
Well, and I thought that would tide me over.
Yeah, that was from yesterday, though.
Yeah, but Sonny, that's not going to work.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, as I was going home, I was going up Pacific Coast Highway, and it looked like it would be a good route home. There was a little bit of traffic, but all of a sudden the blood sugar, you know, I started to crash.
You could have fainted in that car, Phil, or worse.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you could have, like, passed out, and then it would have careened all over the highway and everything.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Henry passed out of his car. It would be careening.
Bud, this isn't an episode of Fall Guy. It's not something out of...
It's not... Don't worry about it.
It's not some wild, crazy... TV show, you know, where cars careen down PCH because they need to fill up 20 minutes of plot, you see. This is reality, bud, and reality hurts. Reality stings. Reality,
Anyway, I was, you know, I had low blood sugar.
Right.
And so I stopped at the gas station and I got a couple of Snickers bars. What's the big deal?
Well, it was very dramatic, though, for a while.
You said that you felt like you were going to pass out.
No, at no time did I ever feel like I was going to pass out. I felt like I was weak, and I felt like I was getting tired is what it was. So I just rested my hand on my, rested my head on my...
You rested your hand on your head.
I rested my head in my hand as I drove, and then when I pulled off...
What did you get? So you got, like, Snickers bars?
I did. I got, like, 1,200 calories worth of Snickers bars.
And what is it with Snickers? They're trying to reinvent themselves as the... The go-to candy bar, huh?
Well, they want everyone to think that they're a healthy choice. And so they had all those celebrities acting... I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that was a great campaign. In other words, normal people acting like celebrities when they don't have enough nutrition.
So in other words, someone would act like Roseanne if they didn't have the right nutrition.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Although she wasn't...
Daddy had, like, you know, Bette Midler and he had Richard Lewis, people like that.
Right.
So somebody would be a flaming racist unless they had a Snickers bar.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't think that was it, but it was the idea was the same. So maybe I got brainwashed by that.
Yeah, I was last episode. You probably got brainwashed. Hey, man, I'll get a Snicker bar.
That's Snicker, man. It's Snickers.
I said Snickers, man.
Clearly said I'll get a Snicker bar, and it sounds like the other word.
Watch it, bud.
Hey, wait.
You walked into that, bud. You walked right into it as someone was swinging the door the other way.
A Snickers bar. I got three of them, and I ate it, and I was groovy, baby. I was groovy. So, you can't do that, man.
Well, you went out tonight. You picked up some food, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. We're going to make some dinner after the show. So anyway, welcome to the program, folks. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We do have Don Berman coming up. We have Chris Norton coming up. We have Larry Grover joining us right now from Culver City, California. Larry and...
Well, he got into with his mother again, and this having to do with Kellyanne Conway.
Larry's writing an article for the Conservatives of Kern County Review.
Oh, yes, right, on the ideal Republican woman.
Larry, so you're writing an article on the ideal Republican woman?
Well, it's the ideal conservative woman, what it is, Phil, and yes, I am. And the problem, and I won't even call it a problem, but, you know, living with mother... she likes to get up in my business. I just heard you talking about Brea, your cat, like to get up all up in your S-H-I-T, you know.
Larry.
Hey, mother, hold on. You said you wouldn't say anything until I started getting into the discussion, but I made the comment, and this is the whole thing about living here. I have to negotiate mother.
Larry, can I ask you something? Why do you still live there?
We're back on that, huh?
That's a good question. Larry, it's a very good question. You've been there for 12 years, for God's sake. Longer, even.
I've been here. I've lived with Mother off and on for the last 12. I've been here for 20, yeah.
Ever since you and Carol got divorced?
Ever since Carol... Look, let's not go through that again, okay? I'm getting back on my feet.
Larry, you...
Mother.
Larry's been getting back on his feet now for... 12, 13 years, and it's fine. I love to have my son here, but the trade-off is he'll have to suffer my critique and my observations of the weird stuff that he does.
Oh, look at Lacey. She laughs at the weird stuff that he does. Ha, 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 ha.
Larry, you have to understand, I love you. You're my son, but God, are you strange. Everyone knows it. Everyone comments on it.
Really? Who comments on it?
Can we get off of that and get on to the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Phil. The article is The Conservatives of Kern County, The Ideal Republican Woman. And my article, which will be published, by the way, on Friday in The Conservatives of Kern County Review, is that, for me, the ideal Republican woman is Kellyanne Conway.
Woo!
Mother.
You said that...
What was that?
That was Mother.
I thought it was ridiculous. I'm listening to Larry, and I'm saying to myself, Christ on a crutch.
My idea of the ideal Kellyanne Conway is a Republican woman.
The ideal Kellyanne Conway.
The ideal woman, Republican woman, was Kellyanne Conway. Now, when I said that to Mother, and I'd like to ask all of you, do you believe that your mother should support you in the things what you do?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, up to a point.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to support you in destructive stuff.
No, of course she wouldn't support you in destructive stuff. But when you're trying to get back on your feet and get out into the, you know, get out there into the dating world again.
Larry, this is what we're talking about. Get back on your feet. It's been 20 years, man.
You know what, Phil? I've had a lot going on. We got a president now that's under assault. We did have a president that we wanted to assault. Then we had a president before that was under assault. You know.
Right. You've just got, and then before that, you had a president that you wanted to assault. Larry, you're always going to be involved in politics.
That's the whole thing. You're going to have to, in the middle of all of that, find yourself a woman.
I am going to find a woman.
In the meantime, you live here on a cot in a service porch.
I do, and...
You don't want him there, do you, Ms. Grover?
But as long as he's here, as long as Larry spends his nights here and sticks his kisser into my icebox...
Well, I do pay for the food, Mother.
You pay for your food. You're not...
I pay for my food, yeah. And I pay you room... Well, I don't pay you room and board.
Yeah, you pay me room and... But as long as you're here... The trade-off, I get to have my kicks laughing.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I get to have my kicks laughing at the weird things you do. And this article on Kellyanne Conway, I thought I'd soil it all, everything. I thought I'd soil it all everywhere. Underwear, the culottes I was wearing.
What's with culottes?
Every woman on this show that's been on lately is wearing culottes.
Well, sue me. I don't know. But when I heard Larry say, and he said, Mother, listen to this.
That was it. I read it to Mother. I said, Mother, please listen to this.
Now, Mrs. Grover, why would you laugh at him when he's bringing to you something that he wrote?
I'm giving him the honest. Don't you want an honest response?
Yes, I would. But I would like you. I'd like you to be honest, but I'd like you to be less. I don't. So I read it to her. I said, my ideal Republican woman is Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, man. God, I can't breathe.
What is so weird about that?
Oh, you, come on, Larry. Kellyanne Conway? I'm not commenting on anything. I'm not saying that she's not a good-looking woman, although she's not.
Let's not go there, okay?
All right, fine. But the woman is, she's, let's just say this. She's too intergalactic for you.
What does that mean?
It means that where she comes from another world. I won't judge it. I won't say anything about it, Larry. I'll just say that you come from Earth. Kellyanne Conway comes from a distant planet where the customs are different. The brain power is different.
Oh, give me a break, Mother.
Oh, yeah. And besides that, Larry, she...
Yeah?
Nothing. Forget it.
All right. So what happened at the house?
Well, Mother, she laughed so hard she...
I fell on a coffee table made out of glass. I busted a gut. My God, I laughed so hard I spit up. That was what... swear to God.
You laughed so hard you spit up?
Yes, I did. Hi, I'm Larry Grover, and my ideal woman is Kellyanne Conway, and I just, like, ha-ha-ha-ha, you know.
Well, you know, and that just shows you the kind of, the level of support that I get.
Well, you can't blame people if that's their response. That's their response.
All right, fine. What do you think of Kellyanne Conway, Phil?
That's an unfair question.
No, it is not an unfair question. Go ahead. What do you think of her?
As a Republican woman, is that what you're asking me?
Just as an all-around woman.
As an all-around, she's probably a fine mother and wife. What do you want me to judge her on, man? Judge her on her political beliefs?
I'm just saying, a lot of people have been taking her shots at her, and I think she's taking those shots with grace and with dignity.
Oh, God, I'm going to spit up. I swear to Almighty Christ.
Mother, she's taking those shots with dignity and with grace.
I would say that she's maintained her sense of humor, but by the same token, she digs her heels in. She's a perfect spokesperson for Trump. And as you know, and it isn't just me, a lot of people have an issue with his honesty, as in, he ain't that honest, and she is right there.
What does that mean?
I mean, she's right there with the dishonesty. That's what bothers people about her and the president in general. You're asking me, what do I think of her? I think that she's a great spokesperson for Donald Trump.
Yeah, see, that's about as complimentary as you can get. That's like saying that a great way to introduce Adolf Hitler is to cut the most rank, foul fart just ahead of him entering the room. Is that a great way to introduce Adolf Hitler? Well, of course.
Oh, let's knock it off with the Hitler comparisons. I'm sick of it.
I'm not comparing him to Hitler. I'm just saying, what's a good way to introduce Donald Trump? The best way to introduce Donald Trump is somebody to lie about him and say, here comes a great guy, Donald Trump.
I take it, Gloria, you are politically your opposite.
Oh, do you think? How many times have I been on the program and talking about Larry and how effed up his philosophy is?
Mother, you know what? I reflect more of how Father felt.
Oh, my ass. You
see what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry? My mother.
Can you hear his voice cracking? I want to raise a son, a man. I don't want a quivering, leaking thing in an overcoat leaving a puddle of urine as he tries to make his way.
We're talking here with Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria Grover, on the argument they had. Larry's written an article for the conservatives of Kern County Review called, what is it called, Larry?
It's, you know, what is your ideal Republican woman? I said, I'm Larry Grover, and my ideal Republican woman is Kellyanne Conway.
And that's when I heard that, I thought I was going to lose, I thought I'd lose 10 pounds just evacuating my bowels. That's how funny that was.
Yeah, see, Mother, when she laughs, craps her pants.
I did, what a douchebag.
Well?
I did not.
You threatened to.
I didn't even threaten to, I thought it was going to happen. Larry, I love you. But you're such a freak of nature. I'm Gloria Grover.
Yay! All right, okay. All right, so that's very interesting.
But my point is that Larry's been fooling around, and this knothead that I've got for a son...
A knothead?
That's exactly right.
Mother, do you understand that there are members of conservatives of Kern County listening? And will listen to you giving me a passel load of crap, and they'll go, look at Grover taking all this crap from his mother. What a pussy.
Well, if the shoe fits, Larry it. Get it?
No, I don't.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this only once, Larry.
I love you, but you've been fooling around with these conservatives of Kern County. Get out into the world. Find a young lady. Toss her around a bedroom.
You really want to see him move out?
Not that I want him to move out. I want him to get on with his life. For Christ on a crutch, Larry, you're over 50 years of age sleeping on a cot.
Yes, that's right. And a lot of men much older than me sacrificed much more for this country.
Hey. What are you cheering everything for?
What is it with you, Dickman? You want to make everyone feel welcome, so you just go into a big round of applause? What Larry said there doesn't deserve applause. He needs medication.
Oh, sure. I said that...
What? What you just said there requires deep medication.
Well, he said that older men and much... He said a lot of men have sacrificed more.
Yeah, that's true. In wars, in revolutions, not sitting and thumbing it over the conservatives of Kern County newsletter, a flyer that you stick underneath the window. Ah, forget it.
Well, as you can see, this is more motivated than I've ever seen, Mother.
I was going to say, she's extremely motivated. That's why, Gloria, it sounds to me as if you really are looking to get Larry out of there.
I'm frightened for him. So help me, God.
What are you frightened about?
Larry, you're 51. You sit in the bedroom with pee stains on your underwear, watching The Bachelor. God damn.
I enjoy... Boy, oh boy.
And in the middle of the night, I hear the farts. The house rocks on its foundation for what this guy lets go in the middle of the night, even though he covers it up.
I try to put a pillow.
Yeah. And then in the morning when I get up to have my coffee, and I love to have my coffee and my bacon sandwich. Where's the bacon? Larry has already sucked it all down, barely chewing. I swear to God, I've seen Larry eat bacon. He doesn't really chew it. He just swallows it like a sea lion swallows mackerel.
Oh, that's a load of horse dung. Mother, I fry the bacon.
Yeah, you fry it, and then you suck it. You love the bacon fat. That's the part that bothers me.
You know, letting all these secrets out.
Well, it's time.
You guys deal with that on your own time. I'm sorry to hear that you have that disagreement, but politically... And you know, I got to tell you something. This whole bullshit about the best Republican woman, the best Democratic woman... I got to tell you, man, what a waste of time. We got bigger fish to fry.
Well, it was an article they wanted to tell me about it. So I said, why are you pulling the Frankfurter over that? You know.
Oh, boy. Everything. Mother's mouth is filthy.
Frankfurter? What's wrong with that?
You guys work it out. I appreciate very much having you on.
Phil, you don't see it, but Phil's doing battle right now with Bray the Cat.
Yeah, Bray is trying to walk over the board. Well, people that are watching the video cast can see that she's trying to walk over top of the board to get to the other side of it. I can't have her over there because that's where
all the mouses is and all the controlling of the production machine.
That's where the mouses is.
Well, it is.
And there's no other way of doing it except telling her you can't go over there, Brea. So, you know.
She'll learn. Don't worry about it.
All right, coming up, we've got Don Berman, right? Yeah, Don Berman is going to join us. Don has a new feature on Channel 19 News, The Berman Beat. It's an editorial. And he comes right out and says it. He hates Twitter. We're going to find out what that's about when we come back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Say, do you have a backstage pass? You don't? What are you doing with your life? A backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show affords you the opportunity to listen to 35,000-plus hours of the greatest radio show in the history of God on this planet. Plus, a new batch of Miami tapes has been loaded in this week. 20 hours now of Miami, 7 new hours. Yeah, these, by the way, are great hours, man. The quality is great. They are from 1995, just about all of 1995, but we're particularly proud of that Bayfront Park a series of tapes.
It's one tape.
Yeah, I guess it's just one, but it's our top 100 calls of the year that we did on July the 4th from Bayfront Park, and I was playing the part of Casey Kasem.
Yeah, I heard that, sir. I never heard you do that before, ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of dropped that doing the Casey Kasem voice. I don't like to do impressions. You know, I know that there are people that dig them. Well, you don't do impressions because you don't do them well.
Did you? You used to do Ronald Reagan, didn't you?
Sure, everybody did Ronald Reagan.
Do Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, what does it sound like?
What sound like?
Do Ronald Reagan, man.
Go ahead, give us... How did you do it? Well, you know, like this.
Jesus H.
Oh, that is weak, isn't it?
Yes, I'm not telling you...
Yeah, you did Richard Nixon, right?
You want me to do Richard Nixon so you can bag on me?
No, I swear to God I won't.
We won't make fun of you. Do Nixon. I'm telling you right now that this presidency... There.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was that funny? You said you wouldn't bag on it.
All right. So what else do you do?
Never mind.
Oh, Phil does a dead-on Charles Kuralt. The only problem is Charles Kuralt's dead.
Yeah. Do you do any voices of guys that are alive? Never mind. Welcome back to the show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
God damn, Phil. All we're trying to do is have a couple of laughs.
Well, have them on somebody else. Don Berman joining us from the Channel 19 newsroom now on the show. I got to ask you, Don, before we get into anything here, did you bring along some tapes of, or bring along, do you have some tapes available of what it is you're doing there on in terms of promoting this Berman beat?
Yeah, we have, in fact, I was going to show you, because we rolled some tape the other day, as you know, Phil, and we'll do the same thing here. We have an example of it. If, hold on, Snooky. Snooky Babcock, could you report to the newsroom, please? This is Don Berman. Reporting, or this is Don Berman, Snooky Babcock. I'm announcing on the PA, Phil, to get Snooky over here.
Now, who is Snooky Babcock?
He just, you know, knows the bells and whistles here, running the tape. Snooky Babcock, please. I'm Don Berman, and I'd like Snooky Babcock in the newsroom now. I actually, Phil, I'd called for him before, and
You didn't answer him?
Well, he did. He said he was using the bathroom, and then he had to go get some. We have lunch. They buffet the lunch once a week here in the newsroom, and we have smoked turkey. And I don't even go over because L. Ron Martin.
What about it?
Oh, he said, "Hey, Don, we have smoked turkey. Ha ha ha."
I don't understand.
Never mind. You know.
You don't need to understand, Margaret.
Oh, it's leave the girl in the dark, huh?
You don't need to understand, Margaret.
All right, Snooky, hold on. Snooky Babcock. You were Snooky. All I need for the... Okay, can you do it? All right, I got Gersh Herbel here. All right, Gersh...
What's the guy's name?
Gersh Herbel. Gersh, just go ahead and hit it. And this is what it sounds like, Phil. I'm done. Wait a minute. Just turn that off. Do we have a recording of that? Snooky Babcock, where's the recording of the Berman beat, please? Snooky Babcock.
All right, do we need to just maybe move on, like...
Move on to what?
I could get another guest in here.
No. Here he is now. All right, Snooky, roll that tape from this morning.
The tape from this morning?
When we did the Berman beat. Oh. Here it is, Phil. I'm Don Berman, and this is the Berman beat. Twitter, why I hate it. I'll explain that tonight at 11 here on Channel 19 News. Be there. We're all over it for Southern California.
Don Berman, Channel 19 News, all over it for Southern California tonight at 11 o'clock with the Berman beat. Yeah.
All right, so...
Now, I noticed there at the end you go, yeah.
Yes, that's my touch. And I know it doesn't sound as newsroomy or professional, but I can tell you I did that because I wanted to give it sort of a rock and roll feel. You know what I mean, Phil?
By going, yeah?
Yes, yeah. You go, Don Berman News, yeah. Listen, I've heard on your program a lot of guys lock out with yeah.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it works for you. You're a newsman, Don. There's a certain level of dignity.
And that is dignity. That's very dignified. But news is exciting. News is informative. News motivates us. And I want people to know there's no shame in really enjoying the news. Tonight, at 11 o'clock, the Berman beat. Yeah. Right?
Okay, I can dig that.
All right, so in any event, the Berman beat.
So tell me, why do you hate Twitter?
Well, hold on for a minute. Where is it? All right, let's roll B. I'm Don Berman, and this is the Berman Beat. Why do I hate Twitter? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll forgive my language, it's something that I tweeted today on Twitter. I said, why do I need to sweat my nuts off? That's right. I need to sweat my nuts off for three cut. Let's go take two. So that's just a taste of...
That is a taste of it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It's Darren, but I told L. Ron Martin I was going to quote myself directly.
No, I read the tweet, and I thought, well, you apologize for it.
Yes, I apologize for it, because I don't want Channel 19... I am Channel 19, and I'm Don Berman.
Well, this is the thing you did. You said, I'm Don Berman, and I'm Channel 19, and so I am disciplining myself... I didn't understand it.
No, you were playing the part of both employer and employee.
Yes, that's correct. I was. What about it?
Well, I think what they're saying is, first of all, how can you do that? Second of all, what is up with that, man? I mean, you're using, you said sweat my nuts off.
Yeah, hold on. Let's hear it in context, shall we? Snook. I'm Don Berman. This is the Berman Beat. The Don Berman Beat on Channel 19. Why do I hate Twitter? Today, on my Twitter feed, I used some very unfortunate language, and yet it was entirely appropriate and very illustrative as to what Twitter represents. I have 330 followers so far on Twitter. That's not a lot, especially for a news anchor, a prominent news anchor, in the Los Angeles market. And yet I had to sweat my nuts off. That's right, that's what I said on the Twitter feed. I had to sweat my balls off. And I had to apologize to management, come on and apologize afterwards to you on Twitter and on TV for the use of the language. And yet I feel very strongly about it. But what the fuck are you doing? All right, now that, right then and there, L. Ron Martin came in.
Yeah, and I heard the, what the F?
Well, okay, Phil. You know, that's what happened. Hold on. Pardon me for just a minute. L. Ron, are you still angry?
Yes, I'm very angry. And now you talk about on the...
What are you angry at?
Talking about sweating your balls off? Hey, Timmy, come over here. Get this. I don't want to talk about it now.
Well, you know that I am Don Berman, and...
I know you're Don Berman. Good for you, man. Embarrass everybody, sweat the ball off.
What do you mean, sweat the ball off?
Man, like you must be a uniball.
Oh, yeah? You want to take a look?
God damn it. Did that once before. I will file a lawsuit if you ever do that again. And...
What is that about?
Nothing.
What is that about, filing a lawsuit?
This guy... Yeah, L. Ron, no problem. This guy... what do you want, Timmy? Just... Hey, Timmy, one more. Sorry.
You know, don't you get it, Don, that there's no respect for you over there?
Why do you say that?
They got the espresso machine right on your desk.
This guy, L. Ron Martin, he called me a uniball last year. He said I didn't have the ball to do something, and I forget what it was. And
let me tell Miss Henry. Hey, Miss Henry, it's L. Ron Martin.
Yes, sir.
And then he said, oh, one ball? He pulled his pants down and showed it.
He did what?
That's right. If this man is going to taunt me, I went ahead and pulled both of them out.
In front of the newsroom?
Yes, in front of the news. This guy taunted me.
I said he was a uniball because he didn't have two balls to say he was wrong about a news story he's reporting on.
What news story?
It had to do with something. He said the Las Vegas shooting was a big hoax.
I didn't say it was a hoax. I said I didn't believe it.
You're a newsman. And you didn't have the ball to come on and apologize for that.
I said I was mistaken.
Well, I said he only had one ball and he pulls down pants and underwear.
Yeah, that's right. And I showed everybody, God and man, that Don Berman has two of them. I'm Don Berman. Oh, anyway.
Yay!
All right. Thank you very much, Bron. So, let me do this one more time, just to give you a flavor.
Well, what is the point of this, Don? You're telling people that Twitter is worthless because why?
I'm saying Twitter is worthless because you sweat the balls.
You're using all this vulgarity. Why?
Because it needs to be said. I work hard for 330 followers. I'm a major news anchor in Los Angeles. And yes, I sweat my nuts off.
Did it again.
I'm done. So play it, Billy. This is what we'll be reporting tonight, Phil. Listen. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News, with the Berman Beat. I don't like vulgarity, I don't like obscenity, and yet I've got to say it the way it is. I hate Twitter, and so do you. And why is that? I have 330 followers on Twitter. I'm a major news anchor in Los Angeles, and that's all I have. And I've had to, and pardon my language, please get the kids out of the room and put your hands over your ears if you can't take rough language. I've had to sweat my nutsack off. All right, now you heard me laugh there, and...
Yeah, you're laughing, okay? So it proves you don't even take this seriously.
Yes, I was taking it seriously. I laughed because I laughed because I looked down and I noticed my fly was open. All right, so that's why I left. It had nothing to do with what it was I was saying.
You just glanced down and saw your fly open. You went, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. Some of us find joy and humor in life. Maybe you don't. I do.
Right in the middle of one of the most controversial newscasts you'll ever do.
Not a newscast. It's an editorial. Not a newcast. It's an editorial. Not a newscast. It's an editorial.
What difference does it make, Berman? You're sitting there saying, this is the Berman beat, and I'm sweating mine. You know, all of your editorial stances, I have to tell you, go back to being a newsman, because when it comes to editorializing, you sound like you're missing a few screws. Like maybe there's a chromosome missing.
A chromosome missing? Like you could show a movie on my forehead, like Matt Damon said.
All right, let's knock that stuff off. You know, if you don't mind, General. All right. But this is the guy who's behaving in ways that no sane human being, certainly no human being with a fully developed human being, would act this way.
I'm glad you finally spit that out. I'm here to tell you, all of you, that Don Berman is making a statement editorially about Twitter. It's controversial, and you can't handle it.
Hey, Don, I don't care, man.
Don, I don't care either, but I think sweating your quote-unquote nuts off is taking over the line.
That's all I'm trying to say. Say whatever you want.
Well, I'm not going to do it. Don Berman is going to stake his claim. I'm going to be honest. Look, this is the day and age of digital. I listen to your little show, Phil, and it's the F word here and the F word there, here and F, there and F, everywhere an F word. You know, it's like old MacDonald had a farm. Fuck it.
Thanks for that, man.
That's what we're dealing with here. Here he comes. I don't want to tell you what to do, okay, but we had a lot of lettuce, a lot of cods, and a lot of lettuce, you know. So excuse me for just a minute. And you had a lot of letters and a lot of cards. Okay. And what did they say? They said they didn't like you saying nutsack.
Hey, Mr. Martin, it's Phil Hendry.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you just forbid him from doing it?
I did, but he does it anyway. And I told him I'm going to have to fire you. You can't fire me. I'm Don Berman. All right. Billy, roll it again.
Wait a minute, man.
Wait, I want you to hear how it came out here. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News. I hate Twitter, and so should you. Tonight, on the Berman Beat, we rip the lid off of Twitter and why it takes so much to get 300 lousy followers. A major news anchor like myself with 300 followers, I can look around me and see Jane Wells of CNBC. She's well over 100,000 followers, and on and on and on it goes. But Don Berman, 300 lousy followers. And to get those followers, I've had to sweat my balls off. All right, so what do you think?
I think it stinks.
You think it stinks?
It does, Don, because you're not getting anything when I've got to sweat my balls off. Nobody is going to stick through that.
No one's going to. Thanks a lot, Phil.
You want honesty? I'm giving you honesty.
Do I want some honesty?
Yes. Do you want honesty?
Of course.
I'm giving you honesty. It stinks. I got to sweat my balls off for 300 followers. You only got 300 followers. There's a reason.
And, oh, here we go. And what do you think the reason is?
Probably boring, man.
Yeah.
Probably boring the hell out of him.
Don, I've seen all of your tweets about...
Thank you very much.
Tell him he can't hang up.
Don, you can't hang up. You know that, right? You know that, right? You can't hang up, right? Because you're not hung up on?
That's right. I hung the damn phone up.
You're still on the air.
You're still on the air.
Well, that's a load of horseshit. You know it. Goodbye.
Yeah, you're still on the air now.
Okay, what is this, Phil?
I told you can't. I'll let you go, but just remember what I said. That's not an effective campaign, man.
Yeah.
Want to lock out?
Yeah, I'll lock out. God. I'm Don Berman.
Sweating your balls off.
Yeah, that's right. Sweat my...
On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, back again here with Chris Norton. Yeah, Chris Norton joining us. This was something that was actually started on the chat on Friday night. Chris was talking about, he'd been to this doctor's office. We have Chris there from his studios in Redondo Beach, California. How close are the studios, Chris, to where you usually like to hang out, the Rusty Pelican?
We're just down the street, actually. That's the way we like it. I love the Rusty Pelican as a place for me to socialize and to meet prospective performers and adult performers, you know.
Now Chris, as we listen to you talk, you know that you said you had a sinus problem, but you say you found out something more about your voice.
I have, General. What I found out was, it's kind of interesting, and it also doesn't surprise me either.
And it's and you know, and you especially, General, you said I had a sinus situation and I was just kind of lazy the way I talk and everything.
Well, it does sound lazy.
Well, it turns out that my cess.
Oh, here we go.
No, hold on for a minute.
Hey, wait, General.
My cess is powerful, okay? And because of the power of it, it just overwhelms my body. So, in other words, if I have a lot of cess, and but the cess energy is there, and there's no denying the cess energy.
Yes, we've got that. All right, let me do this, General. All right, Chris, so there's no denying the cess energy. How does that affect your voice?
It leaks over into my vocal cords. Like, for instance, I sometimes have very loose bowel movements, and I've gone to the doctor.
Good Jesus!
Do we got to talk about this?
Well, just one thing. The doctor says it's because the cess overpowers my colon.
The sex overpowers your colon?
Well, you know, laugh if you want to, man.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. Don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose it's funny, Mr. Henry. But it doesn't make me laugh from a standpoint of going, ha-ha, look at Chris. It makes me laugh from the standpoint of it proves my sex power.
If you've got such sex power...
Yeah, you got sex power. Why do you got diarrhea?
Well, that's a good question.
If I got sex power, why do I have diarrhea? If I have sex power, why do I have diarrhea?
Yeah.
Because it's so powerful.
You know, if you have sex power, it should make you healthier.
That's a good point. Yeah, you should be healthier, and you should be stronger in everything you do.
No, because the cess takes away from everything that I do. So it leaks into my throat and overpowers the cess.
But you were telling me that you thought your voice was sexier because of the sex power.
Yeah, yes it is, but it sounds lazy to like a dude, to like General Shaw. It sounds like I'm just, like I'm stoned on narcotics or something. But to a woman... It has the full cess impact, you know.
Well, all right. Maybe it doesn't work on me.
I mean, I'm talking about younger women, Ms. Graham. No offense to you, but, you know, younger women who are cess. Every woman I meet, with a few exceptions, is sexually attracted to me because of the power of cess. And because it has overwhelmed and leaked into my throat, you know. And I know people are making jokes.
Yeah, when you talk about leaking into your throat, you're asking for it with that.
Well, I have to concur.
Well, you can make the jokes if you want to, but, you know, it's a very distinct and very important aspect of it.
All right. Now, you said that the sex overwhelms other systems in the body?
Well, yeah. I mean, like the doctor said to me, you know, I said I have frequent diarrhea. And he said...
Yeah?
And he said it's because the cess power...
overwhelms your colon.
Mr. Henry, can I hang up, please?
No, you may not. Well, is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I'm not putting it in joke form. Yes, it does. It overwhelms my colon.
How is it... And when you urinate, does it burn?
Yes, it does burn.
Which is a sign of venereal disease.
Well, this is not venereal disease. My urination burns because the power...
Yeah, it's like fire.
Yes, my sexual energy is like fire. You know something, man? I never should have come on the show.
Never should have come on the show. No, you never should have. And you probably shouldn't have come to... General, sorry.
I feel...
No, I'm glad you did come on the show to clear that up, Chris. If I know that you hosted the chat. Everybody loved you hosting the chat. The fact you brought it up needed explanation, that's all.
All right, well, I hope that explains it. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, I'm not trying to make myself out to be some... I am what I am. I do have the sex power, and I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad about it or anything, but I do have the sex power.
All right, well, I hope your sexual power eases back so at least you can have a solid bowel movement.
Thanks, Chris.
What was that about?
That's me protesting by belt.
All right, well, thank you very much for that, Chris Norton.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
But we thought that he at least deserved more explanation than he got on the chat. So his sex power is so powerful that he hasn't had a solid bowel movement.
You laugh, Phil, but there might be something mentally wrong with him.
Oh, do you think so?
Captain Shane, you think there's something wrong mentally with Chris?
I think there's something wrong mentally with everybody on this show. There's something wrong with me, that's for sure. Well, that goes without saying.
I won't argue with that. Yeah. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Brea the cat has been crawling all over us tonight, and Phil has gotten so angry. Well, he hasn't hit the cat. He hasn't thrown the cat. He's gotten angry.
Yeah, so the show technically may sound like one giant turd. It'll probably sound like Chris Norton's bowel movements.
Jesus, he's crying.